I am Olav Njølstad, the director of the Norwegian Noble Institute in Oslo.
An unexpected phone call.
On behalf of the Center for Civil Liberties will be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for 2022.
Received in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv with what activists later described as delightful shock.
It's great. Thank you.
The Center for Civil Liberties was founded in 2007 to advance human rights and democracy in Ukraine, never imagining they would one day promote accountability for Russian war crimes in their country, much less become joint recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize. And in Moscow, the prize will have come as a welcome boost to the now banned human rights group Memorial, founded to commemorate Soviet-era abuses and, more recently, in Vladimir Putin's Russia.
This is a sign that our work, whether it is recognized by our by Russian authorities or not, it is important. It is important for the world. It is important for people in Russia.
The third recipient is Alice Bialyatsky, a human rights campaigner for decades in Belarus. His group Vyazna documents the use of torture under Putin ally Alexander Lukashenko against political prisoners, which he has become. Jailed without trial since 2020.
This year's Peace Prize is awarded to...
In announcing the awards, Nobel Committee Chair Berit Rice-Anderson acknowledged that this was a Peace Prize set against the worst war on the European continent in seven decades. Speaking afterwards, she told Al Jazeera that the prize was bound from time to time to take on a political dimension.
Our mandate is to identify the individual or the organization who in the past year has contributed most to peace. Now, issues of war and peace are always political, but that is the political context of the prize.
She said the recipients in three neighboring countries involved in the war demonstrated the significance of civil society for peace and democracy.
In the press conference that followed the announcement, Mrs. Rice-Anderson was asked whether this year's award was intended as a pointed message to Russian President Vladimir Putin on the occasion of his 70th birthday. She denied that to the extent that it concerned him at all, she said. The award would highlight how his authoritarian regime and the one in neighboring Belarus sought to suppress human rights and those who try to uphold them. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Oslo.